down in Alabama, we meet Slim Martin and his Transco All-American, the band that is touring the nation and seeing America first. The boys are playing the quaint old city of Mobile down on Mobile Bay.
So here we are, boys, back once more in the sunny south.
Yes, sir, Archibald, down in the land of cotton.
Boy, it's great down here. There's nothing like it. That's what everybody says who loves the south. It has a definite appeal, where life is easier and nobody worries too much, and where fried chicken and rice will cure almost anything.
And buckwheat cake.
And molasses.
Oh, boy.
Let's give Dixie Darkey rhythm.
Right.
And the sun shines brightly down here. You mustn't get the idea that things are slow.
Well, I should say not. Every year, Alabama turns out a meek little football team called the Crimson Tide. And the tide that usually sinks everything that comes its way.
Say, Archibald, maybe this is the Crimson Tide State. How's that for a good guess?
Well, it's not so good. Alabama is known as the Cotton State by most authorities, but some people refer to it as the Yellow Hammer State on account of the great preponderance of the birds of that name. Now, these birds are seen all over the South, but more in Alabama than elsewhere. And one of their principal characteristics...
Say, Archibald, you are a wonder. But remember, none of us are studying ornithology. How's that for a good word?
Boy, that's great.
If you ever do, I can tell you all about it. I have all the facts right at the tips of my fingers.
Well, there's something else that we need at the tips of our fingers right now. And that is sleepy time down south.
Thank you. shining on the fields below. Darkies crooning so soft and low, needn't tell me so, because I know it's sleepy time down south. Soft winds blowing through the pine wood trees. Folks down there live a life of ease. When old Mammy falls upon her knees, it's sleepy time down south. Steamboats on the river a-coming, a-going, splashing the night away. Hear those banjos ringing, the darkies a-singing, they dance till the break of day. Dear old Southland with its dreamy song takes me back there where I belong. How I'd love to be in Mammy's arms when it's sleepy time down
we visit.
Well, Jack, it's not too late to start now.
That's an excellent idea, Jack. Pity we didn't think of it sooner.
Now, let me see. What can I carry along as a little memento of Alabama?
I know just the thing.
Yeah? What is it?
How about a little framed motto with Alabama written on it, and underneath, "Here we rest," which is the Indian meaning of the word Alabama. I think that'd be very nice.
Now, wouldn't I look well going around wearing a sign that says, "Here we rest"?
What do you think Jack is, a sandwich man?
Or how about a life-size painting of Admiral Farragut, who led the Battle of Mobile Bay? That'd be nice, too.
I see I've started something. I'm afraid that wouldn't be practical, Archibald.
Well, let's forget that idea, Archibald. And remember Alabama with Mysterious Mole.
Thank you.
I shall always remember Alabama and Mobile Bay. I really don't have to take souvenirs along with me.
That's right. No excess baggage on this trip.
And now we fly over the Gulf of Mexico to Florida. Next stop, Miami. Are we ready?
Let's go, boys. I own a lot in Florida. Bought it by mail order, and I'm crazy to see it.
Maybe we can all go pick oranges on Jack's new property.
You keep on.